mango, maybe a bucket. Then you are only two people or one. Then you, because you are hungry, you eat as if it's competition. You have eaten, maybe until the bucket is finished. Say, ah, but these can eat. People are appreciating you. 2-3 minutes, then hey, toilet is going. You're going to diarrhea. Then you, mama, my stomach in there. That is what you are eating is eating you. You understand? Huh?
Amen. Amen.
What you are eating is eating you. You are from eating mango as a champion. Very, very soon, the more we are eating mango, those mango were eating you inside. Until you have started diarrhea, tap tap, meaning now you are destroyed by what you were enjoying, now is enjoying you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Or maybe I'll give you another example by the grace of God. Maybe you have gone to a tavern, you bought a lot of Casolaga, I don't know, it's more some, a lot of beer, even juntas included, some linkas. You take beer as rapid as competition and so forth, rapid and so forth. Then you have taken beer as a champion. Second thing, finally, you are sick. You're going to hospital, your liver is eaten. They say beer has destroyed you.
Amen.
Beer has what? Destroyed you. All your livers are eaten up. I know we have got a relative who was denied from drinking beer recently. He died because he never heard the rules of the doctors. Beer ate all his lungs.
Amen.
So it was more the way was he taking beer, the more beer was taking his life.
Amen.
You understand? So that's the meaning of the parable. What you are eating is eating you.
Amen.
By the grace of God. So I know today we have to understand, we have to know the life we are living. I know a child of God. In the book of where I'm from, first reading, Corinthians says, I know as if we are beholding the glass to the glory of God. By earnestly beholding, by earnestly being in the word, the image of God becomes upon us. We get his image. We become the image of what? Of God.
Amen.
The more we take the word, the more we take time in the word, in the things of God, the more godly we become.
Amen.
The more you take the word of God, the more you eat the word, the more you take time in the word of God, the more God is taking time in you, the more God is making you to become the version, the picture of his glory. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you take them here in the word, you take them whether in prayer and fasting, whether in meditating the word of God day by day, hearing the word day by day, you become God-like.
Amen.
You become God-like. The more you are taking time, the more you are hearing the word of God, hearing to his word, listening to his songs, always meditating day and night on the word of God, you are crowned with the picture of heaven. And always, whenever you are, they see you as a child of God. Because the seed of God is in you. Only God can change the version of yourself. And your version can be changed only when you take time in God.
Amen.
As I said, just eating one mango cannot eat your life.
Amen.
Just drinking one bottle of beer cannot bottle your life. So you just being in the word one day, you can't become the word.
Amen.
You just being in the word one day, you can't become the word unless you take it by and by. The Bible tells me when Moses was in the mountain, he was there 40 days, 40 nights, hearing the word of God, listening to God. The Bible shows me that Moses, his face changed. He carried the glory of God upon his face. Wherever he was going, people were afraid to behold him because he was glittering. He was shining because he was crowned with the glory of God. He took time with God. He became like God.
Amen.
Because God is light. You can't see God. The lightning, like those lenses can strike your eyes. You can't see God uprightly. So Moses became like God. Why? He took time in God. Today, when we meditate day by day, in fact, we are made up by what we take time doing.
Amen.
We are made up by what we take time doing.
Amen.
Anytime, any second. We are made up by what we take time doing. No wonder Christian life need to be practiced, need to be done 24/7.
Amen.
It's like a food. It's like water. It's like food. I believe we don't eat breakfast because we don't have money. Not because we want, no. But if we can have money, we can be eating breakfast, lunch, supper every day as a normal meal of people.
Amen.
The more food provides growth to a person. Food provides health to a person. It is the food why a person is growing. I was hearing a certain person was saying, you know, a child grows fast when they're feeding him to a repeatedly. So someone told me, I don't know where I got this weight. A child grows fast when they are feeding him repeatedly. So, you know, you and me, physically, we have grown up because of food.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can be eating the food maybe I've eaten Monday, then I'll eat maybe Wednesday, meaning I'm in fasting.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll eat maybe Saturday. Even my health will deteriorate. It will shrink. I will look slim because I don't have enough food in my body.
Amen.
Physically, we manage to eat, to try our level best, not to sleep with hunger. We try our best to go and get on credit, help me services, or help me maybe H1 to that may not sleep with what? With the hunger.
Amen.
But spiritually, we say, no, I'll go to church whenever I'm free.
Amen.
I'll eat the spiritual weight, I'll eat the spiritual food whenever I'm free. We speak like that. Sometimes, when you are with your friend, for example, when you are with your friend, but it doesn't stop you from eating shim at your house.
Mm-hmm.
You can be rude with your friend. I know, yesterday I spoke to me, hey, see no phone as well. But tomorrow you are rude, but tomorrow you say, I want to eat just my chips, or maybe just maybe I want to kapoku. Still more. The anger with others will never stop you from eating at your house.
Amen.
You understand? But we are able to say, no, the way I'm feeling here, by the way, I'm able to change.
That's it.
The way I'm feeling here, I can hear nothing where at church, but I just stay home. Yes, what it is an appetite of something which takes you to eat. So an appetite of a believer, it is the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Meaning you don't have Holy Spirit.
Amen.
No matter how angry you may be, if hunger has come, you will wake up with your toilet.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
No matter how angry you may be, if hunger has come, you wake up with 06 and cuckoo porridge.
Amen.
You eat. Why? It is not your anger, it is your hunger sending you to eat. So when the Holy Ghost has come, no matter the situation you've been, whether be poor or rich, be rude or happy, but when the Holy Ghost has come, shall bring you total calmness, and you shall be able to hear the word of God. We shall take away every demon in your life, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What you are eating is eating you. So when you take time in hearing the word of God, you become the word, like even the blind becomes the word. By having the word, by carrying the word, by bringing the word in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Someone who eats every day and someone who eats once a week, they can never have the same healthy.
Amen.
Someone who eats once a week, someone who eats every day, they can't have the same health.
That's it.
In the name of Jesus Christ. What you are eating is what is eating you. For example, you say that I've stopped Jesus, now I'll just enjoy the world. You are partying, going to kitchen party, watching football, maybe just doing the secular thing and so forth. You are enjoying, but the knowing that the world is entering you. I'll stop the heaven, I'll stop the things of God. I'm entering the world now. No, you're not entering the world. It is the world entering you.
And
the more they time hearing the songs of the world, things of the world, the more the world is entering you, you are being destroyed. You can't destroy the world. You are being destroyed by what? The world. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are not enjoying the world. The world is enjoying you. At the end of the day, it is you who shall lose in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The more you are in the word of God, the more you are eating the word of God, the more you are entering into the things of God, the more God is entering you. The more God is entering you. The goodness of God, at the end of the day, you shall enjoy it, because the more God, the more you eat God, the more good you become. The more you eat God, the more better you become. The more you hear God, the more special you become in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You can't eat God. You can't enter God in you. You can't have God and better and bad you become. No, sir. God, the more you take him, the more good you become. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I've never seen a person carrying God and regretting why I met God. I don't think so. Maybe it's the devil in you.